Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshaies. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.
This is James Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, coming to you today on Never Had It So... Listen, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network. We're glad that you're here, and we want to talk to you about a new law that has been enacted in North Carolina. And a lot of times people, when new laws are enacted, and there seems to be an uproar. And it doesn't mean that one side is wrong, you know, or being bigots or being evil. But we need to look at all sides of this discussion and have a real honest discussion about whether or not people have a right to privacy in bathrooms with genders that are like their own. And so we want to have a full discussion about this. And today we're going to talk about the North Carolina law and how some corporate companies are attacking North Carolina, and whether or not that is should be perceived as the correct way to handle the situation. And I really just want us to have an honest conversation, to just talk about honestly and openly and not yell and scream at one another and call each other bigots. Because, listen, clearly I want to tell you I have no hatred in my heart for transgender individuals. I realize and recognize that people have the right to live their lives the way they choose as long as they don't break any laws. So I just want to give everyone the opportunity to discuss whether or not they want, you know, what their position is and how they feel that this impacts them in terms of the discussion that we're having. Again, I want to say to you guys, listen, I am all for human rights. I recognize that people need to be treated fairly despite their sexual orientation or any of those things. But we all live in the world together, and there are certain things that impact each other. And so we have to have an open discussion about how women's lives are impacted by allowing men who dress like women to go in ladies' bathrooms. And so just because I think that's the wrong decision to make, does not mean that I don't have any feeling and understanding for those people who find themselves in that situation. Maybe we need to require large businesses to have unisex bathrooms where they only have one door to the bathroom and people go in there one at a time, and that those individuals who are transgender can use those facilities versus going into the women's facility. And so we're going to talk about a lot of things. There are a lot of things going on in my head, and I want to get those things out and just talk to you all about it and have an honest discussion, because the survey I did showed that there are a lot of women who feel very uncomfortable with having transgender individuals come into their restrooms. And so those people's feelings are real. Those people have rights. We can't just discount them and call them bigots because they don't want to transition to this new way of thinking. So we're going to go right to the phones, and we want to get everybody involved. And throughout the show, I'll definitely tell you what my stance is and my feeling is. And also, how do you feel about corporate America and others using finance as a weapon to force people to make changes in their governmental decisions? Okay, we're going to go first with 1958. 1958, are you out there? 1958, are you available?
Yes, Mr. Deshay, I am available. And how are you today?
I am doing fine. Listen, what is your feeling about the law? North Carolina enacted a new law, and the law simply says the gender that you were born under is the restroom that you have to use. And so right now we have a lot of corporate companies who are going up against the state and saying they're not going to do business in that state until the law is changed. You know, what is your position?
Well, I feel like this. I mean, when you're out in the restaurants and the different places, there are restrooms that men and women both can use. If I don't know you're a transgender, as long as you're going in there to do your thing and come out, it's fine with me. Now, the only thing, the only time that I get kind of upset about it if it's dealing with the kids. Other than that, I mean, you know, sometimes I have my husband to stand by the door, and I'll go in the men's restroom. So, I mean, you know, what's the difference in a woman, a man that has transitioned over to a woman coming into a woman's restroom? I mean, these days you can't tell the transgender people. They looking better than the regular women to me. So if they're going in there to use the restroom, so be it. Just go use the restroom and come out. As long as they don't go in there showing their parts or doing all that other kind of stuff, it's fine with me. I have no problem with it.
Okay, I hear you. Well, let me just suggest this to you. You know, we already have a problem with men, and it's been mostly men, who go around trying to videotape under women's dresses, and they use these cameras and they'll go places like Walmart or Publix or grocery stores trying to capture women under women's clothes. So now, do you believe now, after we've decided that we're going to let transgender women go into these bathrooms, do you honestly believe there won't be men who will dress up just like women so that they can go and invade the privacy of these women's bathrooms and try to take pictures of them in awkward situations?
Well,
that doesn't concern you?
It concerns me, but look at this. Right now, there are men that are doing that, putting holes in the ceilings and in the restrooms. When the women come in to use the restroom, they're capturing that information already. So why is it that because the transgenders want to come in and use the restroom, why are we putting a label on them now saying that maybe that's what they're going to be doing when it's already going on? You know, my thing is to just have your kitty ready, you know, tight and right and in place so that if they do take your picture, it won't look too out of place. I don't know, James. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, we can't stop these people. We see it all the time on the internet where somebody has taken a picture of somebody in the dressing room, in the restroom, and these are not transgender people. These are regular men, women that are doing this. So it doesn't mean that the transgender people are going to be doing it, or like you said, even them dressing up. I mean, the pedophiles are out there. You know, they're everywhere. They're looking and seeking and trying to see how they can get a picture of something, you know, so they can expose it on the internet. So I don't know, but I don't think that should we should stop, have a separate bathroom. I mean, if they went through the process, they've changed their names, they've changed everything except for their, you know, even some of them have changed their private parts, but it still doesn't make them a woman or a man. But if the law has been passed that they can go into the restroom, then that's the law. The law is the law, and we have to abide by the law, right?
Well, we definitely have to abide by the law, but I'm just saying, can there be an argument for people who don't feel as liberal as you may feel? And should corporate America be using finance as a means to hold a weapon over the head of governmental agencies that make decisions about the laws that for their people. Aren't these laws supposed to be passed by the governors and therefore approved by the people? And now we have corporations who are trying to get involved in the mix. How do you feel about corporate America putting their two cents in about where their people are going to go visit, who they're going to do business with, based on the laws that these people pass?
You know what? They're doing, corporate America is doing a lot of things that we don't know about. This is just something that is out in the open that, you know, we're able to see and know about. I mean, the people, we have to come together. The people on the opposite side have to come together and make a stance, and we have to start doing something to stop, you know, what it is we feel is wrong. We can't continue to talk about it. We're going to have to come with some solutions. We're going to say, okay, on this day, everybody that is against this, we don't go shopping, you know, so that they can feel the pressure of the people. But right now they're not feeling the pressure of the people, so that's why they're doing what they want to do.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you chiming in. I'm afraid this is one of those times we're a little on different sides, but I understand your position. I'm just concerned. And mind you, it doesn't impact me. I'm throwing my two cents in because of my feeling for women and how they might feel. Because as a man, it doesn't really impact me. Or if it does, if a woman who's dressed like a man, I don't have that same fear of a woman coming into a man's restroom because of as a safety factor. So I'm really concerned about women and how they feel.
Okay.
Let's go to another caller. You were going to say?
No.
All right, let's go to another call. 3766. Are you out there? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Regina Williams calling from Columbia, South Carolina.
All right, Regina, what is your thought on this new law that North Carolina's passed that says that whatever gender you were born under, that's the restroom you have to use?
Well, I can understand where they're coming from with that, to avoid having pedophiles and having problems with children going in the restroom with men. Now, you know, I've been following you on Facebook, and I responded to somebody's post, and the person said that men should stay in a man's lane, which I'm thinking that person was saying that if they were born a man, they should remain in a man's lane and go and use a male restroom. My concern is that you may have transgendered, you may have transformed your body, but what about your mind? Is your thoughts that of a woman, or are your thoughts that of a man? Do you still get turned on sexually by women when you see a woman? So you may look like a woman, but are you thinking like a woman or thinking like a man? And then on the other hand, suppose you are, and it would scare me to death if I were in a bathroom and a female came in there who had transgendered, had a sex change, and she used to be a woman. Let me make sure I don't get this confused. She used to be a woman, but she comes in very buff, very tight haircut, and she walks into the man's bathroom. She's going to get offended because I'm going to scream, because I'm not going to know what that is. A man, that is a woman. How do you know these things, if it's a real man or if it's a woman who has changed into a man to be in there? I mean, do we have policemen in there who will be monitoring the genital policemen or something? So,
well, that's what I'm saying. I think we open a big can of worms when this becomes the norm. And again, you will always have people who seek to take advantage of laws for their own perverted reasons. You may have
right.
a man who is turned on by women who will dress like a woman just so he can go in and out of women's bathrooms. And even though
exactly.
he may go into a stall, he'll be seeking to take a camera or something and look into the next stall while and videotape something. So the concern is not just about the woman who is changed, I mean the man who's changed to a woman, and they honestly are women and have no interest in women, but you open the gate for men who dress like women to take advantage of the same law. So who's going to be there to verify whether or not which one you are?
And that is exactly right. And then, James, in addition to what you're saying, sometimes I personally, and I can only speak from my experience, I welcome and I love to see the unisex bathrooms, because sometimes I may have something a little more to do than run in and do, and I want to go in for a little privacy. I believe they should have more unisex bathrooms, and let this also be just a standard. Let that be a standard, and then there won't be any problems. And also, I would like to take into consideration the feelings of those people who have transgendered, and I know some transgenders, and I absolutely love one person the way I would love another person, because I'm judging you by how you act. So I may be in a store with a transgender friend, and I'm going to be concerned about that person's feelings. How will they be treated? When they walk into that restroom, will people be looking at them oddly, rolling their eyes, start talking loud, saying disparaging remarks about that person? I don't like that. So we need to do things to make people feel comfortable. Sure, that may be a choice they are given, but they may choose to go into a unisex restroom to avoid the drama.
And that's what maybe we should be mandating, is that businesses have at least one unisex restroom that has a door and only single people can go in there at a time. Remain
well,
on the line.
I believe they should have more than one.
Remain on the line, and let me go to this other caller. And 2730, are you out there?
Yes, this is Audrey from Lakeland, and Lakeland, Florida. Again, thank you for bringing the issue to our attention. And I support the different restroom. I support South Carolina stating that you should use the restroom based upon how you were, your birth gender. I do understand the need to support the right of transgenders, but I also have a right to support what I feel as well. And I know I would be offended if a person that's in transition, you know, I think it was Regina or one of the other callers that mentioned, you know, where's that person's state of mind? We don't know, and we don't know now who's in the restroom with us at any time. And surely we may have experienced it already, but surely I don't want to know it. And if a person is in transition, I'm not sure what stage they may be in, and I want that privacy. I would suggest you asked the question about corporations and their roles, and they have the right to voice their opinion just like I have the right to voice mine. And I think that in addition to the female restrooms and the male restrooms, again, additional unisex restrooms as an alternative. If indeed we want to make everyone feel comfortable, that's what we need to have, different options so that everyone can feel. But I don't, you know, too often we go to one extreme, trying to give everybody the right, and oh, we got to support everybody. Well, I have the right too, and I have the right to say that I don't want to have a person in my restroom, because what it means to me, if I knowingly know it, that means I'm going to probably end up holding it and going someplace else. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. And that's my opinion.
Well, Andre, let me add this to the mix. Now, a lot of people want to make the comparison between African American rights and black rights and the civil rights movement, and to compare this to the gender, you know, and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, wait, I don't have anything
different
against these people, and we're not keeping them from eating in different restaurants. We're not keeping them from jobs. We're just saying, hey, the bathroom is a very unique and special place, and that you have created another issue, and it's just not as simple as saying just because you got on a dress or you have breasts, you should be able to go in to the woman's bathroom. And so that doesn't make me a bigot. That doesn't make me a racist. I'm just saying you brought something to the table that we need to fully discuss before we just say, okay, just because you say you're a woman and made the change, because understand there are men out there who dress like women who still are not looking to change their sex.
And I say to that, people often bring that up as a comparison when it's a convenient for them. You're talking apples and oranges for sure. And again, it's about choice. And if a corporation or the law want to really just adhere to making sure that we're meeting the needs of everyone, add the extra restroom, because that's what it's worth. Because if you go now and lean on the side of the transgenders, to me, you violate my rights, and I have a right too. So go ahead and put that extra restroom everywhere. That I think that'll help us all.
I think you will. I mean, again, I don't think men feel as violated in this situation, you know, because a lot of times I've heard a couple of ladies say that they have been in a situation where the line for the women was so long that they went into the men's restroom. But I can guarantee you very few men came running out there, running out the bathroom. Oh, it's a woman in our room restroom. There's a woman in our restroom. Because we don't feel that safety issue. You understand? We're not afraid of women to the point that if they come in our bathroom, we feel like, oh, wow, you know, she's going to see me. We don't have that same kind of need for privacy as women have innately in their spirit. So certainly that's the reason why I think there's a need to protect women more and children more in these situations. Regina, are you out there?
Yes. Yes.
So in terms of the way corporate America is acting and Bruce Springsteen is acting, do you think those are appropriate ways to deal with the governments that have chosen to take that stance? You know, Bruce Springsteen canceled his concert because of this law, and a number of other corporations have suggested when these type of laws are enacted, they may not invest in these states. Do you think that's an appropriate way to behave based on elected officials making decisions about their individual state?
You know, I'm with the caller before that who just got off the phone. I'm not sure if I believe that is the right way to act. I'm not going to comment right now because I'm sure we'll have this conversation again. I want to do a little bit more studying, but I'm not going to comment right now on the rights of the LGBT community as opposed to the civil rights of the African Americans that we fought so hard for. We really didn't have a choice to come across over here, and we worked hard all of our lives in the fields to help to build this nation, and we fought for the rights that we earned. And I said I wasn't going to say anything about it, but I did, so that may open up a whole nother can of worms. But I think that I have a right also as a heterosexual female to feel comfortable going into a bathroom as the gender that I was born, going into that bathroom and not being afraid. I do not believe that the corporation should jump into the situation as quickly as they have. Bruce Springsteen had a choice to voice his opinion and to support the LGBT community, and I respect him for voicing his opinion as long as they respect us for voicing ours as we are doing this evening. But I believe that there should be more studying on that and more conversation. Because a lot of times our elected officials enact laws, but they're not in the out asking how people feel about these laws. So maybe we need a little further conversation with the whole communities in order to really decide how we're going to make everybody feel comfortable. But, of course, I'm for that unisex bathroom. More than one, have two, because it may be a transgender male and it might be a transgender female who want to go and use the restroom. So,
well, I tell you what, I think I have to tell you, and I will go ahead and voice my opinion. I truly think the corporations have kind of crossed the line, and I recognize that they have the right to choose what state they want to have their businesses in. They have the right to choose what states they want to have their conferences in and all those kinds of things. But at the same time, I think that they're going the same attack that they use to combat states that had racial laws. Race is a lot different. And what I mean by that, we already have enacted that transgender people have rights in terms of employment. We already have in place to make sure that they can go eat anywhere they want to go eat. This is a different, this is a more sacred area when we start talking about bathrooms, restrooms. That's a little more sacred an area. And so certainly when African Americans were seeking to get their civil rights, there was a need for those kind of forceful attitudes because the cost and the price was too high. Now, just an argument about a person, what bathroom a person uses, we're not saying that transgender people don't have the right to use the restroom. We're saying what restroom they use according to their birth gender. So, therefore, there's a difference in that. It's different than when you had a white restroom and a black restroom and, you know, a white drinking fountain and a white and a black drinking fountain. Those that's truly much different than this situation. We're talking about people's comfort level. We're talking about people's safety. And we just have to have a broader conversation because just wrong and right does not satisfy it. And I hope that people fully understand I am not a bigot. I'm not a racist. I'm not a sexist. I don't know what else you might call me. I just have concerns related to how we enact these laws. And it seems to me that in an effort to give the transgender community these rights, we've gone to the point where we've just got that getting conditioned to same-sex marriage. And all the time these lines are going to keep getting pushed and pushed and pushed every time that you relinquish a position. And here we are at another position that we're dealing with, whether or not women, I mean, this is something very private. I mean, using the bathroom is a very private, and we've always thought of same sexes using the bathroom with those same sexes. And so we certainly need to have a greater conversation than just wrong or right. We need to enact laws that are give people the comfort that they need in order to go through their lives in a safe manner. We're going to take a break here. We're at the halfway point, and we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our discussion.
You're the guy that wants the best in everything. You keep fit, your car is in perfect condition, you value great design, and you know it's important to take care of your skin. Introducing the Clinique for Men Grooming Guide. Start with the kind of man you are and learn what kind of man you can be. There is a science to looking good.
Do you know anyone with less than perfect credit? Have you been turned down for a home loan, an auto loan, a credit card, or even a job because of a low credit score? United Credit Education Services can help you significantly increase your credit score with a 100% guarantee. Get the good credit you deserve. United Credit has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau and a 10-year track record. Our system helps you remove negative items, including late payments, charge-offs, collections, repossessions, foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgments, tax liens, student loans, and many more. Don't miss the opportunity to change your life forever. Call or log on to www.limitlesscreditrepair.com. Limitlesscreditrepair.com.
All right, this is James Deshay, your host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. I want to just say to you guys, I want you to understand that every time the network and myself are always trying to do new things, getting on the cutting edge. So right now, not only am I broadcasting on the show over the internet, the radio, but I'm also doing on Periscope. So we're going to have simultaneous broadcast where you can actually see me on Periscope as well as hear it on the internet. So we're always trying to do things to make the show new and exciting, and we want to ask you guys to come and be guests on the show. We always appreciate our callers, those people who call in to have these discussions and talk to us about what's going on in our society and what positions we take. And we want to always recognize that, you know, your voice needs to be heard because people need to have the opportunity to figure out what their positions are and what it is that they're thinking. And so I'm going to go back to Kathy. Kathy, I got a question I'd like you to answer for me. Kathy, are you still there, 1958?
Yes, Mr. Deshay.
Okay, Kathy, I had someone who talked to me, and one of the statements she made was that women go into the stall, do whatever it is they have to do, and they just come out and, continue. And, of course, as a man, I don't know what goes on in a woman's bathroom. So, but I would just like to ask you, are there times when you do things outside the stalls that you wouldn't want a man to visibly see you doing? Or are there things done outside of the stalls that are still private and you only feel comfortable with other women in there?
No, I don't do anything outside of the stall that I would not feel comfortable if a man was in there. So, no, I do not.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess then, you know, because that's what she was trying to suggest, that women go into stalls and then they do whatever they're going to do, and nothing outside of the stall is very private. And, again, because I'm a man, I have no idea, and that's why I asked the question. And my concern would be with men being in there and being in the common area that women have outside of the stall area.
Okay. Are you
because
talking
that's not
about
the same as in the men's room. See, in the men's room, there are things done in the open that are, you know, we feel comfortable with only men because we have urinals.
Okay. Are you talking about transgenders, or are you talking about an actual man being inside of the restroom with me?
No, I'm talking about transgender men being in the restroom with you being, you know, a transgender man being in the restroom in the common areas outside of the stall. So you feel comfortable with them being in that area with you?
Yeah. I mean, because, again, I don't know that this is a transgender unless they're dressed like a woman and have a beard on. And other than that, they actually look like a woman. So if I'm in there and I'm fixing my bra, my skirt, or whatever, I mean, that's the protocol of a woman putting on lipstick. I don't do anything else inside of a stall where I know there are other people. Now, that type of stuff that maybe somebody else could be talking about, maybe I do that at home, but not inside of a stall at work or outside anywhere.
But Kelly, not all transgender women really look like women. Now, you know that there are times when we walk down the street and we see somebody who's transgender and we got some real questions and we, you know, I mean, not every transgender woman look like a real woman.
And so then that means that I would be judging someone, right? See, that's the problem with us. We, you know, like you said, not all transgender looks like real women. And not all real women look like real women, too. So if I'm walking down the street, Mr. Deshae, and I see a woman, and I don't know if it's a transgender or a regular woman like me, but she doesn't look like they say the ordinary woman should look, and I prejudge her. So then, you know, that's where the prejudging come in. At me, I'm like, hey, girl, your shoes look is on hit, on, you know, on flight. You looking good. I mean, because I'm not the person to judge someone else. Unless they do something out of character or something wrong, then maybe there's a different type of conversation. But, no, I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been holding your position, Kathy, and I appreciate that. I've been throwing a few things at you, and it doesn't seem to get you to flip the script at all. So let me go to Regina. Regina, let me pose that question to you. Do you do anything outside the stall that would be something that you wouldn't want a man to see? Regina, are you out there? All right, let me go to Andre. Andre, 2730, are you out there? 2730. Okay, look like I've dropped a couple of my callers, and I truly wanted them to answer that question because that was important for me. Again, hello? Regina or Andre, are you out there?
Regina. Yes, this is Regina. Yes,
it's Audrey.
Okay, I want both of you all to answer the question. So both of you stay on. Regina, is there anything you do outside of the stall that you would not want a transgender man to see or would make you feel uncomfortable if you knew a transgender man was in the bathroom with you but outside the stall?
Probably fixing my bra, maybe my strap popped or maybe it's twisted or, you know, I just need to do something. It may be someone who has had, surgery, breast cancer or something. They may be fixing their prosthetic breast, things like that. So that's an interesting question. And before you leave me, I also want to say that I would be, like someone said, you don't know what stage a person is in with transgendering. I'd be look very leery at someone as if I went into a bathroom, and a lot of times you look under the stalls to see whether or not one is empty or not, and instead of the feet pointing out, they're pointing back towards the wall. So that person has not completely changed. So do they come in also? They're in the process of changing if they're still standing and pointed towards the wall like that. So I really have a, I just have a, I, It's just making me feel a little uncomfortable.
Okay. Andre?
Yeah, I think we all will agree as far as what we do and how we do whatever. And we have those choices, you know, before we do anything, whether it's a female in there or a transgender in there, we'll have that choice to make. And it's not that I'm prejudging. I think the original, I think it was Kathy that mentioned that prejudging. I don't look at it as prejudging, and I may be wrong, but I do look at it as helping me to make choices to keep myself safe. If I go in and I see someone, and I don't know if they're transgendered or not, but if I'm uncomfortable, at that point I have a choice. And that choice may mean that I'll exit out. And because of that, I don't want to put myself in that situation. And that's, again, I expect for our government, I pay taxes, and just as you're trying to provide rights, that my right to be upheld. And I want to go into the restroom where lifetime, those that was born female, and that's just my choice. And maybe I'll made it old-fashioned, but that's very dear to me. I think the restroom is a very private place. And when it's in a public environment, it should be held such that everyone's privacy can be protected and I can feel comfortable and not at risk at even seeing or conversation or even situations that I shouldn't even have to worry about just going to the restroom. And it's not, I don't view it as judging, and you're exactly right, we don't judge. But I do take steps in making sure that if I see something that I'm not comfortable with, I need to exit and not put myself in an uncomfortable situation for myself. That's a choice that I made. And I think choices have to be made for others as well.
And let me just throw another little, something else in the mix. Now, we've been talking about exclusively just restroom, public restroom, but just think about this. When we talk about public restrooms, that's one situation. But what about gyms? What about when, you know, you're saying, well, there's not what much we do outside the stall. But I'm sure there's a lot of things that women do in the gym area, common area, that takes place that they want to do only with women. And certainly that may be an issue as we move forward, that now these women, these transgendered individuals are coming to these public gyms. Now, at my gym, they do have a unisex restroom at my gym. So it's clearly one there that anybody can use, and it's you know, just one person at a time. But what are your feelings about that? These gyms that we go to, and the women are, you know, a lot more things are going on there with these transgender individuals being in these common areas. Kathy?
Well, now that's different at the gym. Now, when I go to the gym, I don't shower anything there. I come home and shower. But thinking about what the lady before me said, I'm not sure of her name, but about being precautious about different people, yeah, we do have to be precautious, because if I go into a situation and something doesn't look right, I am going to exit stage left and go and do my business elsewhere. So, yeah, the gym is different, James.
Okay, but you know if they get in the bathroom, they're going to want to get into the gym. I'm just telling you, the line will keep being moved. Regina? Okay,
James.
Go ahead, Kathy. You have something else you want to add?
James.
Yes.
Hi. I really wish we had a male to call in. Because I'm seeing so many women who you cannot tell are women, and they actually look like men. And I wonder how what a male, how a male would feel, because now as a child, my dad had a janitorial company, so we had to clean bathrooms, and the stalls are just open there, the urinals are open, so you have a female going into the male bathroom. What about that situation? What do men feel about that?
I don't think men have the same privacy issue that women have. I tend to think that if a woman comes into a men's stall or into a gym area, men will look at her and wonder why she's there, but they're not going to run out screaming or hollering or thinking. They're just like, you know, and they probably going to keep on doing what they're doing. Most men, professional men who have women walk around, they just let them walk around. It ain't no big deal. But you can't have men walk around with women half dressed like that, because they just not gonna. It's not the same thing, I don't think.
But what about when they? I mean, I don't know how. Like I said, I never had a need to do more research, but I guess I do now. When a woman is transgendering, is a penis attached? I mean, she walks in all buff, but then she goes into a stall to use the restroom. This stuff is just all mixed up.
Yes, it is, actually. You're correct. Because at my job, I don't know. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
I can.
Uh-huh. Okay, so at my job, there are a lot of young ladies. I don't know if they're taking the pills, but they dress. They cut their hair. They're working out. So they look muscular, and they're dressing as a man. But they are going into the women restroom. And I said, hey, girl, what's going on? You know, because you're in the restroom with me, so that means that you're still a woman. So I'm going to address you as a woman. So,
I don't know. According to the law, they would use a female restroom.
Yes.
Oh, okay. This is confusing.
So, Audrey, what is your stance on the women, these men invading the women's gym area, common area? Audrey, are you out there? I see we have another caller. Let me go to 7861. 7861, are you out there? Give us your name and where you're calling from.
This is Derek. I'm in Orlando.
How you doing, Derek?
Hello, sir. Hello. Well, it's interesting. Let me say, I know you know your time will be up before you know it, so let me say a couple quick things. I know that the lady said before about from the male perspective. I worked at a place where a young lady considered herself to be a male, and it bothered me because it was a very small organization. It bothered me a lot that she would walk into the male restroom. She would every time. And it just bothered me. This was years ago. This was like 10 years ago. So, there was no threat. It's just, I wasn't worried about her or doing anything. But it's just, I don't know. It was just, I guess it was very odd because I had never had that happen to me before. From the standpoint of the question that the lady asked before about, you have pre-op and post-op. There are people who take medication and hormones to become more feminine, to make breasts grow, to make testicles shrink, and so on and so forth. You have the ones who want to be men, they go and have their breasts taken out, testosterone to make their voices deeper, make hair grow on their face, things like that. So there are various stages. Not all of them will go and have their genitalia altered. Some of them will. Most of it is the expense. So that's all I'll say about that. But what I really want to say about it, just in a general standpoint, from a societal standpoint, historically speaking, society is allowed to have rules and parameters for things. That's why you have the girls' restroom and the male restroom. There is a distinct reason to have rules and parameters. And it's not all about we're going to be anti-trans person, but yes, I want to have the confidence that I go in the restroom for males, and there are males in there. And the woman wants to go in the restroom and have confidence that the restroom is going to be for females. And so, as someone said earlier, it does make a difference when I want to feel safe as well. My rights, they have rights, but we who are not trans have rights as well. So the compromise to me would be the unisex restroom for those that have that issue, because I can't imagine that the majority of the population is trans. So having one unisex restroom seems like it would satisfy that for all involved. That's my little piece.
But, Derek, let me also ask you, what would be your comfort level? You have a wife, you have young boys, and what is your concern about perverts of men using this law for them to get into these rooms with these women?
Well, that's the other side of it, because people will say, you are being reactionary and thinking that these things won't happen. You have perverts and people who do stuff right now, trying to scheme and get over and do stuff to hurt people right now. So this is an avenue that will open up for those people. Of course they'll try. You got people right now today, before all these laws have been enacted, that are trying to do things to hurt people. So I would not be confident thinking of a man who wants to be a woman, dressed as a woman, walking in a female restroom, thinking that it's all above board. My natural inclination will be to wonder, why are you going in here? My radar will go up. My antenna will go up. Like you said, I have boys, the same thing. You know, I don't want my boys, you know, it's coming. It's coming. They're going to come home and say, Daddy, a girl came into the restroom with us. But, you know, it was the boys' restroom. What's going on? So, you know, I would not be comfortable with that at all. Because what about their rights and their feelings?
And that's what, and it doesn't mean that you're a bigot. Again, that's one of the things I say. I know in my heart I have no ill will against these people. I'm just trying to make sure that when we enact new laws, that we do them in a way that takes everybody's feelings and into consideration. And that you can't just arbitrarily just make a law and think that they're not going to, that, you know, the people who may be against it are against it because they're bigots or racist. There may be some legitimate reasons to think that this law is okay.
Mine solely is the safety. Mine solely is the safety. My issue is not about anybody who wants to be a man or a woman, depending on how they were born. I don't care. It's not my business. It won't affect me one-on-one unless I have an interaction with someone in that regard. But that won't affect me. It will affect me if I'm in a restroom and a situation presents itself. So I don't care about anybody's personal issues with regard to their sexuality, their gender, that type of thing. That's their business. They have to deal with it. They have to live it, and that's fine. But I'm with you. My side is the safety side, and whether or not society can make rules and parameters, because I remember the black lady who was the white lady. I'm sorry, see, I'm saying it wrong. The white lady who was the NAACP person, and she said that she was black, and her parents came out and bashed her. This lady wasn't hurting anybody. She was helping. She was advancing the cause of the NAACP, and people bashed her because she said she was black. She felt like a black person, and so on. So where do we go from there? When you feel like whatever you want to feel like, I feel like a rich person. Let me go to Bank of America. I need $100,000. You need to get. I feel like a rich person today. You know, I don't know. I don't want to trivialize someone's feeling, but I just, like, you know, society has to have rules and stuff in place. And I mean, without that, there's anarchy.
All right. Audrey, I want to give you the last word because we want to talk to you, and you something went wrong. So, Audrey, are you out there?
I am. And I'm sorry,
I wanted your opinion in terms of the gym area. You know, if they're going to go into the restrooms and they're going to get laws that allow them to go into the restrooms, they're going to want inside those gyms.
Yeah, I think we're up in the ante there and presenting opportunities. It's just that I think all of us have choices, but allow us to make choices based on the information that we have. And surely I want people of all genders to have whatever right they need. But, again, I think as we go into the gym, there are more parts of our body that we show. And I just feel my body is private, and I don't want to be exposing it to anyone that have anything different than myself. And just to share a personal story, so whether they're gender or not, going back to, you know, you find yourself in a situation and you make a choice at that point. On my visit to New York, before getting on the subway, I figured I better go and readjust where I put my money and stuff, so I went into the restroom. Well, I went in there, and two females were in the process of changing clothes and everything in there, and I didn't feel comfortable in that situation. So, again, I just kind of exited stage right. So I don't know if they were transgender or hetero or not. I don't know, and didn't want to find out. As we go into the gym situations, I just think we're going to be exposed to more and more discomfort and uncomfortable among a lot of people, just trying to make sure that we're doing things politically correct. But political correct is not always right. So that's my view, and thank you for allowing me to share it.
All right, guys, we come to a close of another show, and certainly we could continue to talk for another hour, but we don't have it. I just want to thank all of you for calling in and spending this time with me. Please encourage others to get involved in the show and have their voices be heard. This is James Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. And I want to say to you guys, remember, I have two books out, Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. Both of those books can be bought on lulu.com, lulu.com. Write me at djames82@aol.com. Give me a call if you want to talk about being a guest on the show or being a part of the show or telling me what you think about the show. You can reach me at 407-394-9819. 407-394-9819. And I want to just tell you, this show is about us discussing the hard topics, the topics that impact all of us. And we want to make sure our voices are heard and that people clearly understand that it's not all about hatred. Every time somebody disagrees with you, it doesn't mean that they hate you or don't want you to exist. It just means that we have concerns, and we should be able to openly discuss those concerns. Again, I want to say thank you for allowing me to be your host on Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Goodbye, and see you on Tuesday.
Tune in each week to Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, hosted by author James T. Deshaies. Tune in and dial in Tuesday, 6 p.m., 657-383-0309, Thursday, 6 p.m., 347-855-8867, and Saturdays, 8 p.m., 657-383-0309, all times Eastern. James is the author of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, and also Passion, Desire, and Contemplation. We talk about everything that's happening in our world, anything that impacts the lives of our listeners. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, email us at djames82@aol.com or call 407-394-9819 for more information. That's Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, heard here on your favorite radio station, Never Had It So Good, Sports Media Network.